Welcome along to a very special episode of the From the Horse's Mouth, where we're not talking about tipping horses. We're talking about a wonderful day, a very momentous day coming up this weekend. And it's something that Gavin Lynch has been very... Well, Gavin, you tell me. You've been very much involved in this for the last couple of years. It's at the Curra. Well, it finishes at the Curra. So tell me, what's happening this weekend?
So this Saturday is the Pat's Mullen Race Day in Aid of Cancer Trials Ireland. And it also includes four elements. And one of those elements is the Coast to Curra charity cycle. That's how it started out on its own 2 years ago in 2021. But it's since grown and grown. That was a kind of a maybe a two or three person committee. And it's now a nine person committee this year. So thankfully.
Well, that means well, it must take a while to get things decided on if it's a nine-person committee. Okay, so it's the coast to Curra. Where on the coast to the Curra? Where are we cycling from and to? Oh, we know two, but so, where from?
Yeah, we start in Laytown, and then we go up that gorgeous hill to Belliestown, and then we go to Fairy House, onto Maiglair, where Pat Road's many winners far. Then we go to Nace, Punchestown, straight to the Curra. It's about 110k, but if people want to dip in and out, say they want to meet us in Fairy House, they can do so at 11:30. Or meet us in Maiglair at 1 o'clock, meet us in Nace at 2:15. You can do 5K, 20K, 50K, whatever you want to do. So it's easy for you, PK, easy for everybody. Everybody can ride a bike. If you go to the Coast to Curra website, which is coasttocurra.ie, you can see the schedule and you can see all the different times and places we're going to be. So you can meet us in one of those, or if you want to do the whole lot, you can. So the turnout for the last couple of years has been fantastic. And AP McCoy is coming over from England again to take part, which is great.
He's going to cycle, is he?
Yep.
The whole thing? Ah, he wouldn't.
He's going to do probably 75, and then he has to dash off to the Curra for the lunch. But I'm going to try and do the whole lot and make the lunch as well.
Did you do the whole lot last year?
I actually only went to Fairy House last year with AP, and then I had to drive him to the lunch because it was a different structure to the day last year. But the previous year, I did the full lot.
Okay, yeah.
And actually, the first 2 years, the full distance was 155.
Oh.
And we reduced it to 110 this year because people thought we'd like to get to the Curra a bit earlier. So we did that.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay, you say everyone knows how to ride a bike. Producer Mark just revealed that he can't ride a bike to us before this show. I'm not sure if that's the worst excuse ever trying to get out of it, or he actually can't ride a bike.
But if Mark's a nice fella, so I believe him.
Nice fella, but he can't ride a bike. Yeah. Wow, okay, all right.
Let's get stabilizers.
We could do one of those tandem bikes.
Yeah,
we could do one
of those tandem bikes. Yeah, you and him in a tandem.
That would be so many accidents on the way. Look, it's been a few years now you've done this. Fair play to you. It's all an honour. Look, we know Pat's Mullen. Obviously, it's dreadful what happened to him, but what he has done in his passing, he's brought together the racing community. But it's not just about Pat. And there's plenty of people, unfortunately, who've suffered from this type of cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. My mum, our mum and our family passed away 12 years ago. And then when Pat got sick with the same disease, obviously I took a special interest in it. I missed his race in 2019, the charity race. I did contribute, but I didn't make it there in the day, and I just felt a bit guilty. He passed away in 2020, and then I thought, what could we do? And I happened to see a programme on Racing TV with Niall Hannity and Michael Chinners where they cycle around Yorkshire. And I thought to myself, God, we should do something like that. So I'd say I spent about 2 hours on Google Maps trying to come up with a path. And then I realized that Leopardstown, for example, was too tricky to get to. So we came up with this idea. The first 2 years, it was 155K, as I said. This year, it's 110. So it's more manageable for people.
Yeah. I would look here. If you're thinking of joining, do check out the show notes, coastcurra.com. Do check out in Google as well. And as you said, if you're not mad into cycling, you don't do the full, you join in. Just to let you know, folks, don't go before Belliestown, because that hill to Belliestown, good luck. Absolutely no chance. Go after Belliestown. Otherwise, you're in for a... But fair play to those who are doing that part. Now, it's not just about the cycle, though, this weekend, is it? There's a nice little... Is there an auction? Are there some things?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. Tell us about... Give us some of the prizes.
So there's four elements to it. The first year, there was only the cycle with a very small committee. And this year, we've got a large committee... What actually happened, it's an interesting thing. After the first year, Brian Kavanagh from the Curra scheduled a meeting a month or two later, and he said, you know what, let's make this a bigger day, not just with the cycle. So last year we had three elements, this year we have four. The four this year are the cycle, a lunch for 170 people, which is sold out. We also have an auction that you mentioned, and we have a charity race. So the auction is live right now. You can bid away. We've got over €50,000 worth of bids already, which is great. For 20 items. And you go to galabid.com/Pat's Mullen 23. That's just two numbers, 23. So galabid.com/Pat's Mullen 23. And you can see the items there. Some brilliant items. Your favorite Taylor Swift is on it. Four tickets in Anfield.
Whoa. Oh, that's they're hotcakes.
They're hotcakes, yeah. We've got Mark's favourite Coldplay 4 tickets in the premium level in Croke Park. We've got a four ball with Ruby and AP McCoy. What else we got? We've got a training. Will you hear this one? We've a training session with Roland O'Gara with a question and answer session afterwards. Now that should make decent money, I would have thought.
Oh my word. After cycling from up that Ballyshane Hill, you then go training with Rog.
Well, you can do Rog next year or next month. You can put that you can do that whenever you wish. So we also have so that'd be a great item. We've got a horse for 12 months with Joseph O'Brien. And I think the last time they did this, the horse was visualization. We're not winning a listed race in Group 2. So that's a brilliant item. You've got a race sponsorship in Nace. You've got a corporate box in the Curragh for 16 people, including food. And here's one for you. A dinner for 12, food and wine included, with Martin Shanahan, the celebrity chef from Fishy Fishy in Kinsale.
Oh, great spot.
Yeah. So we also have Brentford versus Liverpool. You've got Brighton against whoever you want. You've got Chelsea versus Liverpool with a two-night stay in the Titanic Hotel in Liverpool. So we've got some brilliant items.
Yeah, and golfer Ruby Walsh. I mean, he should be paying you for that, to be honest.
Is he any good, is he?
I believe he's half decent, but I, you know, like the competitive nature of Ruby, that would be my concern. If you're going out for a fun game, having spent way too much time on Zooms with him, you know, he's a competitive fella.
They're all competitive. That's how they became superstars. Actually, it was very interesting last year with AP McCoy in the cycle. He'd done it last year as far as Fairy House. This year, he's doing as far as Mike Glare. So he's doing probably about 75 or 70 this year. But it was very funny last year that I was chatting to him a good bit in the cycle. And after a while, he asked me, is there any more hills? And I said, no, there's not. No. And every time we came to a hill, he goes, I thought you said there's no more hills. So that was my nickname then, no more hills.
But I bet he went up them all anyway. Yeah, no AP. Brilliant stuff. So charity auction. The lunch now, you said it's sold out. So, I mean, is there no way? Can I have like the afters or something? Is there something there?
Well, everybody that comes to the Curragh can take part in the day. We'll be shaking buckets. There'll be different activities going on in the Curragh. So if you come racing, you'll get to see lots. And actually, after racing, there's a band, Superfly, I think might be the name. But they're supposed to be very, very good. So you'll definitely see me dancing at about 8 o'clock this Saturday when it's all over, that's for sure.
Super.
And actually, the last race of the day, by the way, the charity race is 14 riders taking part, including Hannah Smullen, Pat's daughter, which is going to be very, very emotional. We've lined up, don't tell anybody, we've lined up Paddington for her to ride in the race. That's if York goes okay. Paddington, and he checks out fine on Thursday, Friday, he might take part on Saturday, we'll see.
They're calling him the new Iron Horse. You know, he seems to be running every week. Why not run twice in a week? Come on, Aiden. Get it sorted. Sure, he's only got three horses to beat on Wednesday. I mean, he won't even have a race. He won't even have a race.
And Sue Short has taken part on Saturday as well, representing John, her brother, who sadly passed away. And Kate Harrington has taken part as well. As you know, her dad, John, died. And her mum, Jessica, is still getting treatment for breast cancer. So it's going to be a fantastic race, and hopefully we'll raise lots and lots of money. And also, thank you to Paddy Power as well, because Paddy Power are the main sponsor for the cycle, and they're also the main sponsor for the Cancer Trials Ireland Irish Cambridge on Saturday. So a huge thank you to Paddy Power.
Well, producer Mark made sure that I mentioned the Paddy Power sponsorship, but you've done it for me. So fantastic. Yeah, the Irish Cambridgeshire this weekend, the Paddy Power supporting Cancer Trials Ireland, a very, very worthy cause. So do we know of any of the horses that are running in the charity race that maybe the casual fan might know, or are we still...
I don't know the horses yet. I don't think the entries are out yet, PK. So I think we'll just see how Paddington gets on first.
I hope there's some anti-post prices. Alas, Frank Kiki. I mean, prices on the day, there may not even be... it is a charity race, but hopefully get some anti-post price. But Kate Harrington riding in it and Hannah Smullen. I tell you, there's, I mean, you know, usually you get some Corinthians. You got proper jockeys on that one.
Yeah, no, it'll be good.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
It will be a cracking day. Do head to the Curragh, folks. It's going to be a brilliant day. I won't be able to make it again, Gavin. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And I said this last year, but my excuse is probably not as valid as Mark's, that he can't ride a bike. I mean, producer.
What's
Mark.
Yours?
Mine is I have the missus is away, so I have to look after the dogs.
The dogs.
Oh, Jesus. Is that any good? And they ate my homework as well.
I thought you were going to say kids.
Dogs. No, no, I can put the dogs in a cage for a while. Not a cage, sorry, dog run. Before everyone gets onto me, it's a big dog run. They have loads of space and they enjoy it. But not for the full day, I'm afraid.
I think Mark's going to be at the Curragh on Saturday. He'll be there.
Put him on a bike. If he's doing those Instagram stories, make sure there's one of him on a bike.
I'll tell you what we might do is we might get him a bike just for the last 100 yards in front of the grandstand.
I think that's a great idea.
It looked like he did the finish.
I think that's a fantastic. Listen, Gavin, it's fair play to you. It is a brilliant initiative. It's wonderful to see. It really has rallied the racing community behind you. And fingers crossed you get a massive turnout and the buckets collect more. And what of those prizes would I like? I definitely don't want the golf with Ruby and AP. I'd take the Taylor Swift tickets. Whether I'd go is another thing. But I'd definitely take them and I'd give them to herself. I'm not sure she's a massive fan, but Coldplay, nah, no thanks.
Here's one for you. In the 2 years so far, we've raised 367,000 and we're very hopeful and confident that after Saturday, we'll go past the 500,000, which would be great in 3 years, you know. And to say the racing community have been fantastic. So many people have helped out, including your own Rob Catterson, that works with Paddy Power. The first couple of years, he was a massive help to me. He's not on the committee this year, but he was great. Eamon McAvoy and Ace, etc. It's been a brilliant few years. It's taken a lot of effort, but it's well worth it. And you were asking me earlier on before we chatted, it was any mess ups. I'd say the biggest mess up of the whole lot was me. For the first year, we were coming out of COVID, so the cycling was very popular, but there was racing on and off and stuff and that. So it turned out that Shane Foley, I think, had been suspended. So he did the full cycle, no problem to him without training. But also Ty Gaucher, I found out Ty Gaucher was going to do it. And I put up a tweet a few days before that ex-jockey Ty Gaucher was taking part. And I didn't know that he was still riding in Dubai. I don't follow Dubai at all, right? So the whole way around, oh my God, the messing and the joking and the slagging was unbelievable between everybody. But me saying that the ex-jockey, Ty Gaucher, but he took it in great spirits. He's a fantastic fella. So.
Did he call you an ex-tipster, ex-fundraiser after that as well?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, yeah. He was probably right.
Ex-gentleman Gavin Lynch, thanks. well done. Yeah, well done to Ty, to be fair. He did it. And obviously, I'm sure he took it the right way. Listen, brilliant day. Look forward to it. Obviously, there's racing going on as well, but there's things more important. Delighted to be behind it. Producer Mark will be there. He'll be shaking buckets on Saturday, and I'm sure, hopefully, get him on that bike. I think he's all about content, is our producer Mark.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just get him a picture on a bike with the bike not moving. How's that?
I mean, I think so. Bring, you know, those little tykes. You know, the little tykes, the little ones with the stabilizers. By the way, you're referencing a few people who've helped in the past. You do a very passable Aidan O'Brien there. That was pretty good. And thanks to this fella. Thanks, Rob Patterson.
Another person to mention, I've mentioned that Brian Kavanagh decided to make it a bigger day after the first year, but also Frances Mullen is on the committee, Pat's wife, and she is just a fantastic lady, and she drives us all on, and she's wonderful.
Thanks. Well done indeed, Frances Mullen, and everyone involved in what is a brilliant race day. And fair play to you, Gavin, from all of us here, both producer Mark and myself. Look, those who can make it to the Curragh, off you go. If you can also get involved in the cycle, please do. As you rightly say, Gavin, you don't need to cycle the whole thing. You can join them halfway through, quarter way through. As I said, don't go near Bellerstown.
Once you don't have dogs.
Yeah, sorry. I'm blacklisted, absolutely blacklisted for this one. Listen, Gavin, best luck with the day itself. Hopefully, the lunch goes well. And I might turn up for that, even though I don't have a ticket. I might turn up for that and see if I get a bread roll, maybe something.
Yeah. Doing
this podcast, does that help? Do I get a bread roll in it?
Yes.
Best luck with the day, Gavin. Fair play.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll see you again soon. And as I said, all details, all the links are in the show notes as well. Producer Mark's going to put up coastcur.com and everything else. And that go on the site for the bids again, Gala Bid. What was it again?
It is galabid.com/PatsMullen23. And all the items are there. And the bidding is going on at the moment right through to Saturday at 9 p.m. And as I said, thanks again to Paddy Power for the sponsorship.
Not at all. Thanks, Aidan. Cheers very much. Thanks very much. We'll be back later in the week to preview all the York action. Thank you very much, Gavin, and best of luck with it.
Cheers.